Colleen and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Of course, a lot of us get together with the family or the in-laws this holiday.
Yes.
So how do you know if they don't really like you? I have a list with some things. 280-1025, but some of you, I bet, have stories where it was fairly obvious they didn't like you.
Oh, like the year for Christmas that my mom from her in-laws got a muumuu and a broom.
Yeah.
Broom. Not even a vacuum.
Right.
A broom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For Christmas.
You're going to do the hard labor.
Yes. And you're a witch.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah. I mean, you take a hint.
Wow. That's harsh.
That's really harsh. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. I had this is a long time ago, old girlfriend, we had lived in the same city, but then I moved. So it was short-term long-distance thing going on. Mm-hmm. And halfway in between was Galena.
Oh, yeah. Illinois. I know Galena.
The family invited me to come down and meet him for New Year's.
Very nice. How'd that go?
So I did. And they had extended family in the town, too, and met them at the hotel that night, and they pretty much met me at the door as they were walking out, not of their room, but of the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and said, yeah, this place we got reservations to, it's very tight, and they only had reservations for 8 or whatever, but anyway, they could not add one more, and guess who the one was?
You got uninvited?
I drove there. They invited me, I drove there. About a four-hour drive.
And then uninvited you?
And then told me, if you want to hang out here, we'll be back after dinner.
Wow.
Which lasted like 4 hours,
yes.
By the way.
That is so rude.
Oh, it was horrible.
There's no room at the inn.
Just like Mary and Joseph.
No, there wasn't. I had to go find another inn.
A stable.
That didn't even have a phone.
Three wise men had landlines,
so I did not even have a phone. They had a pay phone, a central pay phone. Three wise men, I don't know who those guys were I met at the bar that night.
Did they ride in on donkeys?
Possibly.
Could be.
It's all foggy.
It sure is. But I was definitely going to have some fun on my own that night.
Yes.
I would have too.
280-1025, so there's a couple stories for you. Okay, what do you got? You know, the relatives, you could tell they just don't like you. One of the things they say is they just don't seem that interested.
Yeah.
Not really all that talkative to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or they ask aggressive questions.
Yes.
So instead of asking you about what you would do if you're going back to school, they'll say it like, you really want to waste all that money going back to school?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's let you know they don't agree with your decision.
Yes.
There you go.
If your partner won't leave you alone with them, that's because they know. They know they don't like you, and they're afraid of something happening.
Oh.
It's going to go down.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that my in-laws like me then, because my wife is fine leaving me with them. And it's such a... I appreciate that so much to be liked.
Yep, that's what we all got from
that. Oh, that makes my heart just beat with so much pitter-patter.
All right, you know the in-laws don't or didn't. Maybe you're no longer with them. Like you, and how did you know? 280-1025. How about you, Mel?
Because they would call my house, and they would ask how the dog was, but they'd never ask how I was.
That's funny. I mean, it's terrible, but it's, you know, hindsight's funny, right?
Did you get in there? Dog's fine. I am too, by the way.
No, my husband finally set them straight. They're like, you have to at least ask how she's doing, too.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of spouses won't.
No.
So good for him. Hey, thanks for calling. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, but I do have a slight hint that my in-laws don't like me.
Okay. Why is that?
My husband is from Quebec, so the native language is French, and even though they all speak perfectly good English, when I'm up there, they speak French.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that is so horrible.
It's so rude.
It is.
Well, but the good part of it is what they don't realize is how much I've picked up over the years, so I don't know when they're talking to me.
Good for you. Like, I think I might have secretly started taking, like, French classes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to really
stick
it to them. Yeah.
Wee-wee. No doubt. Hey, thanks, Christine. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.